Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is another day that the Lord hath made, and let us be glad and rejoice in it. This morning, this is Brother John Loniker here again with you for the week, and I want to read just from the scriptures here, let the word speak for itself. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting in verse 1, it says, "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful, beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men, of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself." I just want to focus a little bit on verse 3. It says, "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words." What are wholesome words? You know, when we think of something that is wholesome, it is all there. It is complete. It is wholesome. It is healthy. And then it gives us three types of things here. It says wholesome words. Then it says the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. And so what it's saying here, wholesome words, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. You know, we live in times like we've never lived before, where people twist and turn the word to their own destruction. They want the Bible to fit their agenda. And, you know, when the word is not wholesome, it tends to downplay holiness. It tends to downplay godliness. And here it says that the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the doctrine which is according to godliness. So when we take in wholesome words, it's also going to be the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the doctrine which is according to godliness. You cannot have wholesome words without the Lord Jesus Christ and godliness. Verse 4 goes on to say, "He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words." And so if we want to embrace wholesome words, we're going to need to embrace the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the doctrine which is according to godliness. Godliness is God-likeness. The scripture says, "Without holiness, no man shall see God. As it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." And so, you, in order to receive wholesome words, you need to have the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the doctrine which is according to godliness. We cannot just take the scriptures and make them fit our life. But our life needs to fit into the scriptures. And that, as we read the word of God, we let it speak to us as it says it. Not try to twist it, not try to turn it, but to take it in. And it'll benefit us. It'll bless us in this life and in eternity to come. And so this morning, are you taking in the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness? You know, the scripture talks about turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, looseness, We live in times where the churches are taking the words of God and turning them into lasciviousness and the grace of God, looseness to fit into the world, to smell like the world and to look like the world, when we are to be set apart. And the scripture says we are to be careful to maintain good works. And so just want to encourage you to take in the wholesome words. You know, you go to the store and buy bread. A lot of it has wholesome. You know, it's made with wheat. They're trying to advertise the wholesome of it. And that's what we need when we come to the Word of God. We need to take the wholesome of it, all of it. We need to not try to separate it, but to take all of it. So this morning, thank you for listening, and may you take in the wholesome words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the doctrine which is according to godliness, and be blessed. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we bow our hearts here before you this morning, and I do pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just bless each one with wholesome words this morning, and that you would be glorified in their lives. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.